You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. President Trump is in Ohio today to tour the Joint Systems Manufacturing Center, also known as the Lima Tank Plant. While Trump's policies and style of campaigning may be unprecedented, his choice of location certainly is not. Since the Eisenhower administration, all but two presidents have come to Lima while in office. Here to help discuss the pull of the region is Bill Angel, a political science professor at Ohio State's Lima branch. Bill, people say, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. Is Lima just a microcosm of that?
I believe it is a microcosm in the sense that Republican presidents really come to Lima regularly. I mean, presidential candidates come to Lima regularly. Democratic candidates are less often come to the area, but it is because it's such a strong, and has been since the 1930s, a strong supporter of Republican politicians.
If it's such a Republican stronghold, why do Republican presidents or candidates take the time to visit at all?
Well, you fire up the base, for one thing. It's a good place to fire up the base. It's also a major nexus for transportation arteries. And also, it's got a small media market for this sort of rural kind of industrial kind of base. And that's, I think, what makes this interesting. It's rural and industrial because you've got a big agribusiness segment in the county and also in the county surrounding it. But you also have the Lima Tank plant where Mr. Trump is going today. You have a refinery also. Plus, how you have grown up in the past several years, a rather large hospital and medical industry has become important as well. So, and down the road, you have Honda and other places that are not that far removed from us. So, I mean, it is kind of, in some ways, a microcosm of what Ohio is. And it also has a large minority population, has union voters. I mean, it's America.
You mentioned the tank plant. It's the only tank manufacturing facility left in the country. Is that part of the puzzle of why it gets so many visits?
Yes, I think that's a major part of the puzzle because it's a major industrial facility. It has a customer that's not going to go away, the federal government. It's been producing tanks since World War II, and it gets bipartisan support. I mean, Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman both support the tank plant. The mayor of Lima, David Berger, who, by the way, happens to be a Democrat, is a big supporter of it. So it's got a lot of bipartisan support for this facility. And so President Trump certainly knows that. That's a place where he can go, he can carry the presidential flag, and he can also come across in a generally more bipartisan view than he normally appears in public venues.
You mentioned a wide swath of issues from labor to industrial-rural connections. What other issues are essential when you're looking at the political landscape of Allen County?
I think it's been dominated, I think, in many years by cultural issues. Even though it has a large minority population, I think a growing Latino population, it's been dominated in many years by social issues, and questions of gender and race have been part of the fabric. And I think that sort of has deflected a lot of the economic messages that have surfaced. It's puzzled politicians, and I think it's those kinds of issues, those cultural social issues, that have sort of driven the electorate in since I've been here.
Bill Angel, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet.
Angel is a political science professor at Ohio State's Lima branch. President Trump is in Lima today. He's touring the Joint Systems Manufacturing Center, also known as the Lima Tank Plant. This is 89.7.